to love a girl like me. I don't blame you much for wanting to be free. I just wanted you to know. Hello. I'm back. Crazy, kind of quick, but to you it's quick. I posted Southern Gentleman last night explaining the newest man I'd met and the problems I'm facing. I want to say thank you for listening to it. I got a lot of feedback today. And it was really interesting because I was really emotional and I was scared to put out that episode because I can't even tell you how many of my, like, people were close to me is like, you cry? Like, why are you crying? And fuck, I don't know. I recorded that last Wednesday. So I don't know. What is it? That was the 3rd. Today's the 10th. So I thought, you know, I'm getting hit. I'm getting DM'd so hard. I had to make Girl in the Valley podcast on Instagram private for a minute. Just because, damn, who knew the shit that people... Like, I'm on Tinder and I know people say some crazy shit, but I'm up on there like, damn, fools act like they've met you before. So it's kind of funny. So I just kind of wanted to make it a little private for a little bit. Like, really hear from people I want to hear from and... I did. I cried. It's emotional. This is emotional for me. And it's crazy because I put it all out there. And I think the people who really would understand that is my friends and my family and people who have conversed with me and seen how expressive I can be. So I'm going to take this episode down a notch and try to kind of explain myself because Apple now keeps analytics of users, subscribers, people who listen for 5 seconds. It's crazy. This podcast is popping. I'm sipping on some Henny, but that's really what I'm doing because that's what I do. Today was fucking dope. Work's dope. Hit the gym. Whole Foods. Made a bomb-ass meal. I do really love to be up in the kitchen, and I think... That is where I find true happiness. Like, I was cooking and listening to music and just chilling, and it was awesome. So, what I want to say is, this shit's real. Like, I don't do this for dramatics. I don't really know why I do this. If anything, it's become, like, my own self-realization and, like, my own outlet of therapy. And, like, it's kind of the way I talk to my friends now, which is kind of crazy, but SG actually texts me if I do this and add shit to it for dramatics, I believe was kind of like the wording. Nah, dude. So he does listen. Hopefully he doesn't listen to this one. It's kind of, you know, fizzled out in the last 7 days. Leave it to me. But the most awkward things have been happening. I have been watching and reading things that make me feel so normal for how I feel and how I lash out and how much I crave some sort of, like, love or attention or companionship. And as much as I say I'm not ready, I think I'm ready. Now, I'm not ready to walk down an aisle. That's not a vision I have. But I'm ready for some consistent companionship. Whatever that means. If that means 3 weeks, 6 weeks, I want some consistent, like, shit. Part of me feels like I fuck it all up a lot. But again, I've been watching, like, crazy shows that people DM me to kind of, like, I am not the only one. That we all know that. I might be the only one dumb enough to put that shit on the internet. But I felt like I had to put last night's episode out, even though I recorded it last week. SG and I, he's listened to it, and, you know, it became this kind of riffraff thing of taking it down. And I took it down just because, like, I don't want to fucking fight over this shit, but, like, this has nothing really to do with him anymore. This is me. And, like, the way I'm connecting with people and, like, learning about myself and learning about what I want, it's amazing. So I honestly wanted to speak to him in person because I seriously should turn off my texting through AT&T. I should call them and tell them, like, I should never be allowed to receive a text message because I shouldn't. Or send one. Actually, the problem is sending them for me. But we'll get into that. Like, a lot of things have gone on. Aziz Ansari, oh my God, read his book, Modern Romance, I think. And I think it's his latest stand-up from, well, maybe not latest, but I think it's 2014, about when he put this book out. Dude, I've got a dude who's funny, rich, and famous, feeling like I do, and, like, plain, just on there on the paper, and it makes me feel better. So, I think, you know, I don't listen to these episodes, and I know I'm supposed to practice and listen and be and do, but this shit's raw, and it's gonna be raw for a while until somebody wants to take over doing that or telling me what to do. So, 7 days. SG and I still have not seen each other. I think him listening to the podcast upset him because I think I offended him or I jumped to conclusions on things and I put it out there in the world. And as much as I apologize for that, like, I feel like they're super validated. We started off really hot and heavy with the text exchange and the feelings, and when text exchange dies down, it's really hard. Whether you're busy or whatever you're doing, it's really hard. Now, I'm really quick on the phone. I handle about 90% of my business through text message. And a text message for me equals money. So it's kind of an addiction, which I hate because it makes me addicted to things I shouldn't be addicted to people, to looking at times and text messages and when am I going to respond. The thing is text equals money. My phone will always be in my hand. I will always respond when I read it, if I have a response, and that's just how I'm going to be. And when the responses don't come through or the pure spark of knowing each other dies down, like, that's really hard not to take personally. Aziz was talking about it in the book, it was like, it's a loss of reward. It's almost like in that instant gratification, like, oh, he likes me. Oh, he likes me. Oh, he likes me. Oh, he likes me. And then, okay, you go to work, but the texting changes, that can be that, like, instant changes. And it makes it really hard for, a woman or a man to kind of deal with that because a change in pattern usually freaks people out. And I, you know, I'm sitting here going, fuck, dude, I like this guy. And I think him listening to the podcast kind of gave him a different perception of me. That I'm out here on Tinder hoeing just to, like, have a podcast, which is not true. So when I liked him like I did, and trust me, I've been on dates where I didn't like men and walked out, like, but in a really respectful way, but that was probably the most intimate relationship, or, you know, we won't call it a really intimate meeting of somebody that I've had in a really long time. Submarine and I weren't very intimate. I think I hung on to that one because I hadn't felt anything in a really long time. I don't know if you guys know this, but my dad passed away a couple years ago, and I shut completely down, and I still struggle with a lot of things with that, so some of them, and texting is one of them. That's a really emotional story, but sometimes when people don't text me back, I freak out, and it's not because I just freak the fuck out. I don't want to get into that story. I'll get all emotional again on you, but I think I was thankful to feel something when I met the submarine, even though I haven't thought about him once, like, really, like, since I met SG, and that, you know, whatever SG was, like, fuck it, like, who cares, like, I was sad for a week. Okay, we're fine. Like, we're living. Everything's good. I got a little wrapped up in it. Totally normal, because Aziz says so. But I'm good. Like, he kind of, for me, he showed me, like, it gets better. It's not the best. It's not what I crave or what I really might have wanted at the moment. But I'm cool. Like, and maybe it showed me that the submarine's behavior and the way I interacted with, like, the behavior of both of them, one is shit and I need to work on it. I really need to work on what I really want. And, like, maybe it doesn't have anything to fucking do with me. You know, I was chatting with a girlfriend today and she'd listened to the podcast. I think we chatted all day, dude. Homie from all, like, way back. And she's like, well, I think he really likes you. And I'm like, what the fuck? What the fuck? Like, where do you even see that in this podcast? And, like, she's like, maybe he's scared. He doesn't live here. And, like, did you express this? I'm not very expressive. Unless we're face to face and, like, we can have a genuine conversation, I think my text messaging comes across fucking crazy. Even though sometimes when I write these things, I'm literally super subdued. But she was like, well, what do you want with him? Like, did you tell him? And she's like, were you willing? And I was like, I was looking at plane tickets to go to Atlanta. Like, what the fuck? And thank God I'm not dead inside is how I'm looking at this point. Like, I'm willing to put in effort in a feeling I have for somebody. Maybe I get a little extravagant and jump, like, straight to wifey material because there's these concepts where you get in this relationship and this woman will do everything right away and men kind of get bored because it's not a challenge and it's just kind of easy, I guess. And I can see myself being like that. You come into my house, regardless of who you are or what you're doing, I am going to try to feed you, give you a drink, and I'm gonna kind of be Nona Jr. and known as my grandmother who, like, you go to her house, you better be ready to eat. Because even if you ain't hungry, she's gonna make sure you eat. And I think that I'm like that. Like, I love that. I love feeding people. Dinner parties are my fucking jam. And I like everything that happens. I like the conversation around the table. I like the prep. I like the thought of how I'm gonna, like, get it done. I like the compliments on the food, the people's faces lighting up, and I like to take in the gratitude. It is who I am. So maybe in the future, the next man I go on a date with or start to date doesn't even know this about me. Because from a male perspective, I've been told today, like, that's fucking scary. Even if, because men do envision futures and, like, oh my God, this or that, or they know within 30 seconds in a study I've read recently, if a woman has qualities or, you know, some kind of can fit their life. And I don't know how a man can know that in 30 seconds. I mean, I get it on Tinder, but, like, maybe it's just a man thing. Maybe it's some genetic makeup or whatever. But that's something I'm learning through this experience with SG. I'm really struggling with Tinder. One, that fucking app kills my phone. Like, I get a lot of texts per work and, like, chit-chat. But that shit kills my battery so much. I'm at Wine Affairs charging my phone almost every night. It's kind of crazy. So, I'm struggling with deleting it because what happened this week of SG is I ignored every single man that might actually have some serious interest in me, and I have ignored it because somebody was ignoring me and I kind of fixated on it. And I'll get back to, he hasn't completely ignored me, but he has showed me he's not interested at all or whatever it is, I believe he is not interested. And that's where I'm going to leave that, like, today, because this podcast is going to go out. It's hard to delete because I feel kind of like an asshole. There's a guy who's literally sent me like 30 messages without a response. And at first I thought, like, ha ha ha, this is funny, show to my friends. But I'm like, well, one, let's be real, I'm not going to date this guy. But what if there is somebody in the 56 messages I have that is somewhat intriguing. Because I'm going to tell you, the first messages from SG were like, fuck, really? Like, okay, cool. Like, it's not something new to me. Holy fuck, you're gorgeous or something like that. Fucking gorgeous. I get that shit all the time. And I totally am thankful that people feel like that about me and I can look in the mirror and really feel beautiful. But something else needs to stand out, because I think what I'm coming to is, even in a week, whatever the relationship part of what I want is, I just want some meaningful interaction. I want some consistent conversation and consistent attention, and I want to give it back. I definitely want to give it back, and I want to go do some cool shit. Like, I had a guy ask me if I want to go to Topgolf, and I'm like, fuck yeah, I do. And then I'm like, but with you, why would I drive? One, why am I going to get in the car with you for 2 hours? But I'm like, what do I have to lose? But we all know me, I need like a little bit of time to get over this whole SJ thing, because it was intimate, and that, my best friend's like probably laughing her ass off right now, like, oh, this bitch needs time, because it's just kind of a crazy process I go through. But, you know, it's not the outcome I wanted per se, but I'm figuring out how I think to go about some sort of relationship, hopefully. You know, all my past relationships, and when I say relationship, that's pretty fucking light. I dated professional athletes, and as fun as it was and like whatever it was, I don't even know how to date somebody. I don't know how to trust somebody at all, because I'm used to dating a man who either has somebody else. I mean, we've been down that. I've been tapped on the shoulders by women. I have been almost 5 steps into a bed with a man who's like, oh yeah, but I'm married. Like, what? That it's become, it's definitely something I'm gonna have to continue to work on, but it's really hard for me to like, oh, he likes me, but he hasn't texted me for fucking 24 hours. Which, really, who fucking cares? But when you're used to some sort of pattern and they go dark, your head starts to spiral. And as he said it in his book, that's just what happens. It is rejection. It is fear. It is what if. It's, is it me? It's, we're human. I'm learning I'm human. And I do not know how to deal with those emotions or to kind of relax off of it. I think when I meet a man and he does genuinely like me and it's great timing, I think I'd feel a little bit more relaxed, because this is what happened. SG was hot and heavy. I mean, and then you heard, you know, the whole going to the Rose Bowl alone, which a lot of people have texted like, that's weird. And then the driving back and the Tinder checking in, a lot of people are like, well, you don't know. And I don't, I really don't know. And I almost wish we could just sit down and I could like have a conversation to like justify my craziness or jumping to conclusions. But the fact is he fucking disappeared. And before that, there was a lot of text messages. And what I do, which I am trying so hard to work on, is that I will attack you to get a reaction. Because if I'm being ignored and I get a reaction, I'm getting something. As unhealthy as that fucking sounds, that's what I do. And I'm gonna learn, I'm teaching myself that like some shit is not meant to be, and who the fuck cares? Because I'm telling you, for 5 months, I wondered what the fucking submarine's deal was, and I wasted 5 months in my life. This time, I wasted a week being curious, wondering, but guess what I've been doing? Taking care of me, learning from the situation, and trying to figure out what the best way to approach this modern fucking dating world is, because I want to go on a date. I don't want to get married. I want to go to the tech museum and see this body thing. I want to go to Topgolf. I want to go to dinner at Chef Chu's in Los Altos. There's things I want to do that sometimes you just can't get a girlfriend to go with you. Not because my girlfriends don't love me, because all them bitches be married and shit. So, and I just want a fucking companion. It's just about as simple as that. I feel like I do dance around things, all these human feelings I have, because I feel so out of whack because I'm not used to them. and I go crazy. So I'm starting to like kind of be like, no, you're fucking cool. Like homeboy told you how much he liked you. He talked about meeting my friends. Nobody's ever met my friends nor my family. I don't take guys around. If I have these soirees with dudes, they hear about it. Even before the podcast, they heard about it, but they don't meet anybody. Nobody goes holding hands and having dinner parties with their new significant beau around here. And, you know, talking about how his brother would like me. And, you know, that scares the fuck out of me. But it also was exciting because why the fuck are you saying that shit? Like, that's crazy to me. Like, telling me you like me, telling me that you're super busy, telling me, and this is SG, by the way. I know I get on rambling, but I'm not going to record and listen and then edit and re-record. Not how I work. I'm sure you guys all know that. Now we're at episode 9. But he listens to the podcast, he gets mad, we get into this thing, you know, and he says, I'm really busy at work. And I say, hey, if I would have known that, we'd be kosher as fuck. Because I have to go in with some trusting something. But something was telling me whatever, and he still is putting me off, by the way, which is fine. But for a week, he continued to tell me he was mad, he was irritated because of the way I attacked him, which is fair. But I did like him. He's busy. And he's telling me he wants to see me, but he can go 24, 48 hours without even a text message. And I went through this with the submarine. I'm sorry, it's a text message. I know directors, VPs, CEOs, motherfuckers that are on a plane for 24 hours to go to China for a 1-hour meeting all the time. And I'm going to tell you right now, those people have made time for me. And when I reach out to them, they reach back. And now they don't get to have a, you know, they don't get to lay in my bed, but it's just hard for me to believe that somebody's, you know, so busy that you can't send a text message to somebody you are saying you have feelings for. And whatever the feelings are, they're romantic. We met on a, what we're going to call a hookup site, but we both genuinely had feelings. And I'm not going to apologize for wanting a text message. And really, I don't want a text message. I want a phone call. And I've said this before, and I've got to stick to the standard, dude. I want to date a dude that picks up the phone. I want to, even if I, before I meet you, I want to hear your voice. I want to know how you talk. I want to know. And, you know, Aziz in his book, they did a study on this. And a lot of men these days don't pick up the phone. And most women won't answer the phone when a man calls because they want to have the perfect reaction or answers or well thought out responses. Fuck that shit. I want shit to be real as shit. This is why I hate text messaging. He was going on about how text messaging can ruin shit, which for sure, because I do that shit all the time. And I'm not going to sit here and edit a text message. A text message is an SMS messages, which is a short message something. Short, quick, to the point. Ice dropping in the henny. I got to take a sip. I can't believe I've been talking for 23 minutes, by the way. So with the new sponsorship, all the episodes need to be about 45 minutes, which is crazy to me. And I'm like, I thought I couldn't keep track that or like keep ranting that long. And I feel like this is going to be like an hour episode. But I do want to mention that there's an amazing candle company out of Napa. And I met this gentleman at a show. And I would like you to buy his candles because they're amazing. It's roguecandlecompany.com. He takes recycled, so you gotta love that, recycled bottles, wine bottles, beer bottles, you know, champagne bottles, which are my favorite, and he cuts them down and makes them look dope, and you got a candle. I want you to go to his website. I want you to tell him you know me, or his Instagram. You can find it on my Instagram, and I want you to buy his candles. roguecandlecompany.com out of Napa. Support your local homie and somebody who recycles some shit. So, back to, we're probably going to record forever because I have so much to say recently. Just checking my text messages. There's so many things that have been going on this phone since I dropped this episode. I think people like, a lot of people said it was their favorite episode. And I'm like, this emotional fucking garbage, you know? For me, it was great. As soon as I recorded it, I was like, I feel amazing. But it was a hard one. And it was funny. I guess I apologize for not being funny, which I am fucking funny. But my friend's like, don't say that again. I'll be funny in the next. I'm going to say whatever I want. I feel like it's, people are really getting to know me. And there's sometimes like, I want to meet these people and like see their reactions. Girlfriend of mine says she's got like 3 or 4 friends listening that have never met me. That trips me out. And I know it's bigger than that, but that like to hear it, like one, they either think I'm fucking nuts, or that I'm just out here just fucking making people feel better. You know, since I've started doing this, things come at me. Like just the Aziz book and his stand-up and Black Mirrors and some other bullshit movie I watched the other night. Like justifies these feelings I'm having in certain situations. And if it can make me feel better and I can put it on the internet and make somebody else feel better, let's get after it though. So, where do we go from here? So, to tie up SJ or SG or whatever the fuck, Mr. Atlanta, he told me he was going to have time probably around Tuesday. Now, I made the mistake of kind of like clearing the schedule. Like, I was like, I'm going to be available because I want to see him so bad. What the fuck is wrong with me? This fool didn't even text me yesterday, Tuesday. Not even a hello, not even I'm a busy, even though he's so busy. Relax, bro. Like, we're all busy. We all got shit, but we all make time for things that we prioritize. And so, like, in the good old words of Lamar, he just does not like you. And I'm okay with that. I'm not okay with the behavior of the people I keep meeting. And it all ties to Tinder and all that bullshit. But fuck. Bumble's a bitch. Okay, Cupid. I just remember getting a... You know, I talk about these apps every time. I don't know. Maybe y'all need to set me up on some blind dates. Because I just want to go have some fun. I don't need to be doing anything else besides that. I love to meet people. You put me in a room, I'm going to be like a butterfly. I'm going to be around the whole goddamn room talking to everybody. And wanting to know everything and pick everybody's mind and just fucking do normal things like talk to each other. So maybe that's so then we're back to, I probably said it a billion times, deleting Tinder, if anything, for my battery. But I'm going to go through and hit some fools up and be like, yo, because I kind of feel like an asshole. I hop on here, I match a bunch of dudes, write me. I don't even fucking write them back and I delete that and I disappear. I wonder if like somebody's out there like, God, I wish I would have saw that girl in the black dress in just one time. Probably like the man of my dreams and I'm over here fixating on one. That's a problem I have though. Like Dr. Io Gathing, she wrote The Trophy Wife. She's a psychiatrist. She's married to a dear friend of mine. Her podcast is jammin'. I just kind of really binged it the other day at the gym and she says the most successful like way to find the one is to date multiple. And that's something I struggle with. I don't know how to do that. I'm going to try to learn because I feel like loyalty is this huge thing because I've always dated men who had somebody else. So I feel like if I'm dating multiple people, I would have to be really open about that. But I feel like if you're not sleeping with anybody, what the fuck is the big deal? We're all trying to just get to know each other and we're all just trying to like find some sort of companionship and chill. The thing is with Tinder, everybody's just trying to fuck. I can tell you that. It's crazy, man. If these motherfuckers think I need Tinder to get laid too, they're tripping. They're just tripping, like, for real. I gotta tell you. It's a little glimpse of me. So, you know, homeboy doesn't hit me up yesterday. I haven't heard from him today. And I'm like, whatever, like, fuck it. Like, you're so busy. He's just here for work. Whatever. You know what I do for therapy? Mac motherfucking Dre. Andre Nicotina, and I always got Kanye in the playlist. I swear to God, it makes me go, oh yeah, I am a bad motherfucker. Like, I have my shit together. I own my own business. I lives on my own. Well, I have a roommate, but I do live in the Valley, and I don't like to be alone all the time. I travel. I cook. I'm extremely good looking. I'm just playing. I'm a good friend. Like, my family's dope as shit. Like, I have hella shit to offer, and I'm sitting here hung up on somebody who won't text me. How fucking lame do I sound? And 100%, I'm gonna sit there all weekend, and I'm gonna watch football all weekend. Like, I'm like this dream girl. I just can't find somebody who appreciates it, because shit's just too many options, man. There's too many options. $100 billion. SG's been on Tinder since the moment I said driving back, and he's hooked up with a handful. Or, you know, he's got somebody else stroking his ego. And cool, like, I stroked your ego because I genuinely liked you, but now I don't. You know, so it's just, for me, that shit's boring. I can get fucking, we all can. And I think that's my problem with this whole dating world and trusting bullshit. Just, like, get the fuck off of it. And, like, let's show, you know what I did like about him a lot? He didn't, not big on the social media, like, Instagram or whatever. Like, and we were Instagram friends for a minute, and I did delete him. And some people told me it was really immature, but my private Instagram is very personal. It is my family. It is where I am at the moment. It is sometimes I throw those stories up of what I'm doing, and I just feel like I want to keep that to people who really fucking matter to me. But I do genuinely like a guy who isn't balls out on social media, because, you know, we do know some guys that I can't mention because they listen too, that have a fucking story every 5 seconds. And I'm like, what, dude? But then, hey, maybe I would want that because he'd have his phone in his hand and he would have time to text me. So, you know, we went these whole 7 days with, like, oh, we're going to see each other. Oh, I like you. And maybe I sent some texts that are annoying, because fuck, the spark just dies with so much texting in between. And it's, I was fucking pumped, dude. Like, pumped to meet this guy. Pumped he was from, like, the South. Like, a little different swag. Like, thought he'd be a little bit more genuine or whatever. Whatever I thought is what I thought. And I just, that's why I think I get, like, I want to see you. I want to see you. I want to see you. I don't want it to die, or I want to figure it out quick. I don't watch Black Mirrors on Netflix, but the DMs again was why. Watch episode 4 on season 4, even if you don't know the show, the shit's sick. And I think everybody should kind of watch it if you're in, like, a dating dilemma. So it's some, like, Twilight Zone futuristic bullshit. And I don't even, they don't tell you what year it is, but it's like a, they're on a system. And they live in this place that, like, is surrounded by a wall. And everybody carries around this, like, we'll call it a phone, but it's the system. And what the system does is hooks you up on dates, and you just go and show up, and you meet. And then once you both hit your system at the same time, it tells you how long you're going to be together. And that would fucking rock for me. If I hit SG and it was like 12 hours, enjoy the 12 hours, get out. I hate the unknown. So this couple's 12 hours. They have 12 hours together. Whatever. They go their parts. The system has set them up, both up with multiple other people. And whatever those times were, well, they get matched again. And they've made this pact that they aren't going to check the time, because they genuinely want to enjoy the time. So they don't, until he does, because, you know, the man's going to go crooked. Just kidding. And he checks it when she's sleeping, and it says 5 years. Well, the system goes awry, and it dumps it down to, I think it was like 18 hours, because he broke some sort of trust, some sort of barrier, and the system picked up on it. So it ruined the relationship even before she knew. And for me, that's a lot of intuition too, because and I do have a strong intuition, and I know that motherfucker did something shady, but, you know, I think that, because she knew, you know, he wore this look on his face, because the system had went to, from 5 years of excitement to this 18 hours, And she knew something was up. And so it ruined the relationship by the time he had told her what he had done. Now, this is the best part. They still had those feelings, even though the system had taken them down to minutes now and he'd fucked up. But they both wanted it so bad that they did it together and they escaped this reality and they were like this match in the modern world. And I don't, if that's confusing, just watch this episode. It's rad. For me, what came out of it is that if we knew the timing of things, would it, we be a little bit more settled in this new modern world of dating? And what the fuck happened? Like, I want some dude that's like, fuck this system, dog. Let's get after it. And I just, one of those ones who at even the age of 36 with all the fucking amazing qualities I have that just nobody wants to run off into the sunset. Whether I've ruined it, whether it's bad timing, whether they're pieces of shit or all the other nonsense I get yelled at me. And not yelled really, but you know, told to me. It's just, that's what it is. And until somebody's like, let's fucking get after it. Because I want a road, like, I'm 100% down. Like, and I see myself like, I don't give a fuck where some people are. Like, if you're willing to do that shit with me and we have this feeling, I'm going to roll with it and I'm going to run with you on it. And as many suitors as have come after me or men writing me on Tinder, it's only rare I have enough feelings to actually run after something and actually go after it. And I, you know, I can't figure it out. A lot of my friends would be like, you like frat douche boys, douchebags, and that maybe I like to be punished. I don't fucking know or feel like shit at this point. But hopefully that's the part of this episode where I'm like, nah, I'm cool. Like, I don't want to text. I don't want to do back and forth endless fucking text messages that fizzle because there's no plan, and with no plan there's just, I just want a call and some firm confirmation. I want some fool to be like, yo dude, this weekend was dope, I'm gonna have a busy ass week, but Friday at 7 p.m. I'm gonna see you there. And then I can get those short text messages all week. I think I can. That's like the hope, like that I can find somebody who's like, no, you're fucking rad, but like I'm gonna go do shit, which I think I can. Like, the number one man in my life, my brother, like, I don't like even not hearing from him. I just don't, and like, that's a whole personal dilemma that I didn't get into earlier. Like, I just like to know people are alive, so I like them to text me. And even when my brother's like, he'll hit me up like on a Sunday, he's like, I'm going into 712s if you don't hear from me, but I'll holla at you. Like, I'm cool with that. I'm like, okay, take it easy. And you know, and I'm not saying I would date my brother, it's just a genuine respect, like he knows how I am, and he just lets me know. Like, me and my brother don't text every day or nothing like that, but it's just that, like, and hey, yeah, he's my brother, like he has to love me, but it's just kind of dope to know that maybe that's where I get lost. I'm so used to great men and being respected. My family and friends, I'm filled with them. So I don't know. You know what's crazy? I'm going to a conference. I don't know if I'm going to call it a conference, but it's a seminar tomorrow called Understanding Men. It's going to be a trip. This could change everything. This can change how I communicate with men I like and how I react to the bullshit. And it might weave out a lot of shit in my life. So I'm super excited. I'm going to sip on some Henny for a minute. I've got that Pure White from, I don't know where he bought it. I think he brought it back from Mexico, but it's money. I look over my notes for a minute. And yes, I keep multiple notes because, fuck, I would never, I mean, I could, but I'd have to sit down and like, I love having face-to-face conversations where people can see my face. So I hope you get some of my personality through this. You know, it's kind of fun. But I am feeling much more grounded. And even though I'm being ignored and, like, acting like we're super busy or whatever, if people are super busy, like, that is such a common thing in the dating world. Like, if you did like somebody, you wouldn't do that, you know? So, I'm cool with it. Like, it took 7 days, but I'm cool. Like, I'm like, what the fuck? I about lost my mind for a minute. So, what do they say? What did Oprah say at the Golden? That shit was tight. She's like, speak your truth, because that's like some badass shit that we can do. And I'm going to continue to do that. And one day there's going to be a man that's going to be like, I can handle your shit. And I can respect your shit. And I can love your shit. And vice versa. And that shit's going to be tight. So, I guess I got to delete Tinder, huh? Thinking about Bumble again, but I fucking hate Bumble. But I get bored. I like having somebody to talk to. Who wants to text me? Or call me, I mean. Figure it out. I'm all about... Sorry, just looking over these notes. It's kind of funny because I feel like the submarine is dead. Like, I don't even think about them. Don't care. Piece of shit in my mind. Like, so fake. Like, nobody I'd ever want to be around. And now with SG, I'm like... Like, I don't hate him, and I don't, like, fuck you, because I didn't let myself waste that much time, but I'm like, damn, I learned a lesson. Like, for real. Like, I'm like, God, self-realization. I'm gonna listen to more Dr. Io and finish this Aziz book. Dude, it's dope. But I suggest everybody watch that Black Mirrors. Even if you don't watch the show, it doesn't matter. Season 4, episode 4. Kind of give you an idea. And just going back to, hopefully I'm not texting a lot in my next relationship, but I am recording every Tuesday now. This sponsorship stuff got me committing to a schedule, which we all know commitment's very hard for me. So I'll be busting out a new episode every Tuesday, and sometimes I'll have to come and throw one on the next day just to explain myself and maybe why some time had gone by. So, I really appreciate y'all listening. I hope something exciting happens for the next one. But it's a good weekend. It's playoff weekend, dude. There's gonna be some rad-ass football and something else happening, but I can't remember. But I'm sure I have some plans I have to look at. Again, Rogue Candle Company in Napa. Dude, buy a candle. That'd be cool. I'm saying a lot. I'm going to finish this Henny off. Happy Wednesday. We're almost there. And everybody, you know, get your Mac Dre on though. Like, and if you don't know who Mac Dre is, I don't know if it's going to be easy for you to listen to if you don't know who he is. But I'm in the building and I'm feeling myself. And hey, if it's Mac that's reminding me of that, I am all good. Train your quick.